Diva Kodra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Top Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Okay, let's start this week with a song from the ladies. Anne Breen's going to sing us, well, a few songs that we're all familiar with. If you feel like joining in, as we say so often, if you feel like singing, do sing an Irish song.
If you're Irish, come into the parlour. There's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne or Killarney's lakes so blue, we'll sing you a song and make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you. Come into the parlour now and make yourselves at home. The parlour, sure you won't be on your own. There's a Mickey McGee and a Rafferty and a Murphy and Muldoon. The same a Gilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Ah, there's lots of stuff sticking up the length of half the town. Gallons of the hot sheen if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a hooly on in Hannigan's house tonight. Of all the girls a mile from Keeley Town. When they hear that I'm a wather, raise a hullabaloo. They hear about that handsome lad they call O'Donoghue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to squeeze her. I'm the boy to tease her up, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Hurt her like an Irish man from Brogan Blarg, tick on the front of me, Hulligan's Mulligan, Hulligan, Mulligan, Mulligan, Mulligan.
Oh, yes, that's woken us all up, has it not? Anne Breen with a little medley of Irish songs and some fine accordion playing, was there not? Now for a track from that very talented family, the Black family. We might even get a track or two from one of the individual members before the end of the programme. We'll see. But here they've all come together. In fact, the album is called Our Time Together. And they're singing a song about Mick McGilligan's daughter. Now, there was a very old song called Mick McGilligan's Daughter Mary Ann, which I think was a sort of a musical vaudeville type song. Now here's a sequel to that, because apparently young Mick McGilligan has another daughter named Maggie May. And it seems they're singing all about the various qualities of the girls in various parts of Dublin. Take a listen to the Black family as they sing about Mick McGilligan's daughter, Maggie May.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And
no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappy from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray.
She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day.
And
no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day.
And
no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure.
She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day.
And
no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can.
She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day.
And
no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
She's a
darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. She's McGilligan's youngest daughter.
Who?
McGilligan's youngest daughter. She's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
The very talented Black family telling us the story of McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's invited every evening out to Bray. Not to my house, she's not. That's where I live, actually. Now, here's another coincidence. This song is also about Maggie. It's a track from the High Kings. And you have to listen to the lyrics. Apparently, he's in New York and he has to send her home money every fortnight. And he's behind with the money. Listen, take a listen to a very talented High Kings and a wonderful arrangement of Oh, Maggie.
Oh, Maggie, give me one more chance. I swear I'll make everything right. Oh, Maggie, can I have this dance? Please stay. Hey, hey.
Set us free. It's just taking longer than I ever thought it could be. Oh, believe. say,
oh Maggie, give me one more chance. I swear I'll make everything right. Oh Maggie, can I have this dance we stay?
I say,
oh Maggie, give me one more chance. I swear I'll make everything right. Oh Maggie, can I have this dance? Please say, hey. Oh Maggie, give me one more chance. I swear I'll make everything right. Oh Maggie, can I have this dance? Please stay.
High Kings there, and their version of Oh Maggie. Very talented group. In fact, I was working with one of them last week. I think I may have mentioned it on the program a few times that one of the joys in my life is to play the organ in my church. And last week we had a funeral in the church, and one of the High Kings was doing the solo singing. And Brian, simply great. Wonderful voice. Very talented. There we heard the group of them and Oh Maggie. Now we come to a song, well, we've had various versions of it on the programme over the last couple of months. And I've been hunting down the original version, which I, thank God, have found. This is the story, we say it so often, of the young girl at the spinning wheel and the blind grandmother beside the fire. And the granny says she hears somebody sighing and somebody tapping. Of course, it's the young man waiting for the girl outside. And he says, get up on the stool. Now, the reason I'm a bit excited about this, because this was done way back, as I say so often, in the days of steam recording. This track is sung by Delia Murphy. Now, Delia was singing folk music before a lot of these so-called folk music giants started in the early 60s. This is recorded way back before then. She has a gorgeous Cork accent. My mother used to sing this song. Not like this, though. But make allowances, a very old recording of the beautiful song The Spinning Wheel by Delia Murphy. And as I say, listen to the lovely accent. She also accompanies herself on the guitar.
The moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and mourning and drowsily knitting. Eileen, a current, I hear someone tapping. Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing. Tis the song, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel while the foot stirring. Sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. There's a form at the casement, the form of a true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. The maid shakes her head, on her lip lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns on her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Lazily, easily swings now the wheel round, slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound, noiseless and light to the lattice above her. The maid creeps, then leaps to the arms of her lover. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings. Ere the reel and the wheel stopped their ringing, moving through the grove, the young lover by moonlight are roving.
Now to me, friends, that's genuine folk. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles and trimmings that modern day recordings have, but you can just see the girl in the room playing a guitar, singing away to the company there. And it was Delia Murphy, lovely accent, and telling us the story of the spinning wheel. Now, from one extreme to the other, because we're coming up to date now. On the programme a couple of weeks ago, I played a couple of tracks by Mick Galvin, and I bemoaned the fact that I only had one album of his. Well, recently a good friend of mine came to me and he said, I've got some great news for you. Here's a Mick Galvin album for you. And there's some fabulous tracks in it. I want to play this one for you now. It's a sad story again of a couple who are in love, and then he goes away to look for work elsewhere. And, well, he's an emigrant far away and he's longing to go back to the days of yore. Listen to Mick Galvin as he tells us all about the banks of the Loun. That's the River Loun that they used to walk beside hand in hand.
I'm thinking tonight, while an exile recalling of times long ago in my dear native town. When as sweethearts together we heard love's first call on those warm summer days by the banks of the Loun. Once again the soft touch of your dear hand and mine, as we both pledged our vow to be faithful and true. But the big ship was anxious, a new world was calling, when a restless young man broke his promise to you. Oh, Katie, dear Katie, my fond heart is pining, as daily I toil for a few honest pounds. Should I give all I own, every dime, every dollar, to be with you tonight by the banks of the Loun? The years have rolled on, and the jobs have been many. On the road to the fortune I left home to find, but the fortune I sought at the end of the rainbow was the one that I lost when I left you behind. Tonight in the twilight, is the church bell still chiming? Does the echo float over the waters below? Ah, how sweet was the message We heard in its rhyming on those days long ago by the banks of the Lough. Oh, Katie, dear Katie, my fond heart is pining as daily I toil for a few honest pounds. Sure, I'd give all my own, every dime, every dollar, to be with you tonight by the banks of the Lough. Oh, Katie, dear Katie, my fond heart is pining as daily I toil for a few honest pounds. Sure, I'd give all I own, every dime, every dollar, to be with you tonight by the banks of the Lough.
That was Mick Galvin. Now, remember the name. He has a great voice, and we'll be hearing more tracks from that album in future programmes of Sounds Irish. Now, another track from that album I got some time ago, Big Tom. Remember we told you about Big Tom McBride, who hailed from Castle Blaney in County Monaghan with a wonderful accent, never changed his accent when he sang. Now, he's singing a song, and it's telling a story, so pay attention. He's singing a song about his hometown of Castle Blaney, and he's telling us, well, he had to leave. Take a listen.
I said farewell to dear old dad and kissed my mother goodbye. Then turned away before they'd see the tears form in my eyes. Along the winding leafy lane where in childhood we would play, with heartache and old memories I sadly made my way. So many folks have left their homes through strife and poverty, yet somehow we could struggle by, just mother, dad and me. But things went wrong between me and the girl I called my own, and I left Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. I visualized the hedgerows on the road I used to go. I see the town of Blaney and the lakes of Lochmacknow. Around the old Hope Castle where so often I would roam, I dream of Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. The harbour lights are fading as I leave this foreign shore, and I watch the dark horizon that I mean to see no more. To the land that holds the legend of the fairy and the gnome, going back to Castle Blaney, my old people. Castle Blaney, my old people and my home.
Big Tom there, and well, it was a happy ending. He was going back to Castle Blaney, his people and his home. Now we come to a country and Irish track. I've explained it all to you before. The country and Irish is usually a country song sung in an Irish style, or the other way round, if you wish, or a country song sung by an Irish singer. Here is the case in point. Here's a girl called Mary Duff. Now, this was a big hit for Dolly Parton. I've got Dolly singing it somewhere, but take a listen to the song that Mary Duff is singing now. It's just called To Daddy, but you have to listen to the lyrics to get the idea. And this is as good as country music as you'd hear anywhere in the world.
Mama never seemed to miss the finer things in life. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. She never wanted to be more than mother and a wife. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. The only thing that seemed to be important in her life was to make our house a home and make us happy. Mama never wanted any more than what she had. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. He often left her all alone, but she didn't mind the staying home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. And she never missed the flowers and the cards he never sent her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Being took for granted was a thing that she accepted, and she didn't need those things to make her happy. And she didn't seem to notice that he didn't kiss and hold her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. One morning we awoke just to find a note that Mama carefully wrote and left to Daddy. And as he began to read it, our ears could not believe it, the words she had written there to Daddy. She said, "The kids are old enough and they don't need me very much. I'm going to search for love I need so badly. I have needed you so long, but I just can't keep holding on." She never meant to come back home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Goodbye to Daddy.
Ah, yes, a sad little song, taken for granted. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. As I said, as good country music you'll hear anywhere in the world, and it's Irish. That was Mary Duff. And this is the beautiful voice of Brendan O'Dowda. You all know, regular listeners know anyway, that Joe is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. No longer with us, he's gone to God. But he could sing anything, and he'd sing it beautifully and gently. This is not an Irish song, but as I say, there didn't come much more Irish than Brendan O'Dowda as he sings for us Plaisir d'Amour, or The Joys of Love.
For a while, and then her I gave my heart, but all in vain. The joys of love remain but for a while, and then like dreams they are flown with a dew of morn. As through the vein the surging waters pour, and onward and forever onward flowing, so do I love, so shall it always and ever be. What can I do but dream amidst my woe? The joys of love remain but for a while, and then
accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra, there we heard the gentle voice. Wasn't it a lovely treatment of the song Plaisir d'amour, or The Joys of Love, from Brendan O'Dowda? Friends, I've mentioned on the programme quite often the number of radio stations around the world that are now taking Sounds Irish. I want to play this track for all my listeners to Celtic Radio in Canada. Haven't played a request for you for some time. I'm going to play for you a Daniel O'Donnell track. Now, we all know Daniel. He's been an icon in the entertainment business around the world for the last 30-odd years or so. And wherever Daniel plays and sings, the venue is packed. He's going to sing for us. He's from Donegal, but he's not going to sing a Donegal song. In fact, he's going to the other end of the country and he's going to sing a song about the River Lee. No, it's not on the banks of my own lovely Lee, but this is this lovely song that I like Daniel singing, entitled A Cottage by the Lee. And he's planning the cottage beside the River Lee. Listen to Daniel O'Donnell for all my friends on Celtic Radio, A Cottage by the Lee.
Tis well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far off look they see. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And truth to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the lea. My home, sweet home, that I so fondly cherish. The dear ones there mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by. It's grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields so rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to fold. And down the lane that winds behind the garden, the blackbird greets the smiling summer morn. And as his music echoes o'er the valley, you'll smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, yet soon I found I left my heart behind me, within that lovely cottage by the lea.
Now, I am aware that Daniel O'Donnell isn't everybody's cup of tea, but I like him singing. He has a gentle voice, particularly that track. It's one of my favourite tracks of his, A Cottage by the Lea. Okay, let's move up from Cork and we're moving over to Galway. In fact, we're going to Galway Bay, but it's not the song that you think it is. This is My Own Dear Galway Bay, and it's the first of our Johnny McAvoy tracks, because we might have a second one before the end of the programme. Here's Johnny.
It's far away I am today from scenes I'd roamed a boy. And long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. Soft friendship fond, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your foam, my own dear Galway Bay. Had I youth's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire once more, for all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and grey. And I'd lay my bones beneath churchyard stones, beside you, Galway Bay. Blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven I'll ask of God upon my dying day. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway.